Leaders of a military coup were working to justify their action to the world. The soldiers took over the government of Guinea. That's one of many small nations that are laid out like piano keys along the coast of West Africa. Today, the new leaders appointed a civilian prime minister, and they're arguing that the government they replaced was not much of a government. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
It's been a week since the death of Guinea's veteran leader, himself a retired general. Just like President Lansana Conte before them, the junior army officers who seized power are making promises and trying to justify their military coup, which has been condemned by the African Union, Washington, and others. However, the soldiers have clearly convinced many Guineans who are unhappy that their impoverished country has been suspended by the African Union.
I say this was not a coup. Rather, it was just simply taking over power that was vacant, that belonged to no one. We had a constitution that was invalid and a national assembly that was illegitimate. We must be pragmatic and work with the present rulers and try and find a solution as quickly as possible.
I think Guinea is a special case. If the military has not taken power now, they would only have to much later.
Captain Moussa Dadis Camara has promised elections in 2 years, which his critics claim is far too long. The counter-argument goes, despite its mineral wealth, Guinea needs time to recover from decades of chronic underdevelopment and corrupt government. The president of neighboring Senegal, Abdoulaye Wade, a political heavyweight in West Africa, says the soldiers should be given a chance.
Mon sentiment est que ce groupe de militaires mérite d'être soutenu.
The Senegalese leader said the military officers deserve our support. We should not throw stones at them. The influential Western regional community, ECOWAS, is prepared to work with the coup leaders so that Guinea returns to constitutional rule. And in the latest attempt to woo their critics, the soldiers were to hold talks today with Western diplomats in the capital, Conakry. Ophelia Quistanton, NPR News, Dakar.